Ezra 8, The Wade Journey. Gathering in Gaps. At the Canal of Ahava, a Mesopotamian waterway known from cuneiform canal systems, Ezra musters a company and discovers a telling absence. No Levites. In exile, many Levites had found stable roles. Answering the call meant surrendering security. Ezra sends to Iddo at Casiphia, perhaps a Levitical enclave, and, by the gracious hand of our God, New International Version, the needed servants come. Holiness requires the right carriers of the sacred. Function follows calling, not convenience. Fasting and the hand. They proclaim a fast, an act of humbling, Hebrew hit or not, from Anna to afflict oneself, entrusting the risk-laden trek to the God who shepherded the first Exodus. Ezra declines a royal escort not from bravado but coherence. Public confession must shape public tactics, contrast Nehemiah 2:9. As Calvin notes, differing callings may require differing means. The constant is dependence. Isaiah 52:12 hums beneath the scene. The Lord goes before and behind. Vessels and accountability. The narrative lingers on number and weight, Bemispar Ubamishkal. Priests receive temple vessels with precise tallies. They deliver them the same. In the ancient world, temple treasuries demanded transparency. Here, stewardship becomes liturgy. God's people handle holy things in holy ways. The motif of hand, yad, KJWH's good hand versus human hands weighing silver, frames a theology of trust and responsibility. Arrival and offering. In Jerusalem, they offer sacrifices for all Israel, signaling a reunified people. Restoration is not mere return, it is worship. Cross-reflections, Exodus 33:15, Psalm 121, Isaiah 52:11-12. Second Chronicles 23, Acts 13:2-3, 1 Corinthians 4:2. Compare Ezra 8:22 with Nehemiah 2:9. Hymn suggestion, guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Prayer, faithful Lord, lead our journeys and weigh our hearts. Teach us to fast with integrity, to steward with transparency, and to trust your good hand more than human safeguards. Call forth servants for your house, and make our offerings restore, unite, and glorify you. Through Jesus, our true temple and shepherd. Amen.